Peace and bliss. Peace and bliss, loved ones. I am so excited to be introducing this segment titled 2024, the Year of Karma and the Power of the Eight and its Relativity. So if you can join me as I delve into the topics of personal growth, societal shifts, and cosmic alignment, offering insights, reflection, and actionable strategies to thrive in this pivotal year of opportunity and enlightenment. I don't know if you guys have realized all hell broke loose beginning of January of 2024. Just a keynote or a side note, the pastor T.D. Jakes and the allegations with him. Also, P. Diddy or Sean Puffy Combs, the music mogul and his allegations, that Epstein list. And the people that were on the flight logs as well. And it's still some more up and coming things that will be unraveling this year. I'm not sure if you're aware, but outside of the flight log, I do believe, and they have not stated that there was a submarine log as well for the travelers that traveled underwater to that island. But this year is a year of revelation. So with that being said, it's going to be a year of revealing. So it's going to be a lot of stuff happening within this year of 2024. So the year of karma refers to a time when actions will have corresponding consequences. So the eight symbolizes balance and understanding. So the scales of justice must and will always balance themselves out. So abundance, financial wealth, and infinity, which is a state of quality of being infinite. So this year is the year to authentically own your main character and energy. The H energy is leadership, power, manifestation, karma, and prosperity. So this could be a year of great rewards or big disappointments. So we're all familiar with what goes around comes around, or you reaping what you sow. In addition, like the eight, on its side symbolizes a figure eight. What you put out in the atmosphere comes right back around. So be mindful that consequences of actions are particularly impactful, leading to a sense of balance and abundance in one's life. So, you know, the year of karma suggests a period where individuals may experience the culmination of their actions, both positive and negative, leading to personal growth and transformation. And it's a time for reflection, accountability, and understanding the interconnectedness of one's actions with their end outcomes. So, you know, with that, the eight symbolizes harmony, cycles, and concepts, as above, so below, indicating a year where the consequences of our actions resonate on multiple levels, from personal to the universal. So ultimately fostering balance and spiritual growth. So to stay protected and grounded, preparing for a year focused on karma and balance involves cultivation, mindfulness, self-awareness, and a sense of responsibilities for one's actions. So here's eight steps to consider. One, self-reflection. Take time to reflect on your past actions and their consequences and identify areas where you can improve and make amends where necessary. Two, mindful decision making. Practice mindfulness in your thoughts, words, and actions. Pause before reacting impulsively, considering the potential consequences of your choices. Three, positive intentions. So set clear intentions for how you want to live and interact with others. Strive to act with love, integrity, and compassion in all situations. Four, embrace accountability. So take ownership of your actions. Don't throw rocks and hide your hands. Accept responsibility for their outcomes, both positive and negative. Moving the field goal is a no-no. And blaming others with created narratives and making excuses is out of there. Let's try to prevent that. 5, practice gratitude. Cultivate a sense of gratitude for the blessings in your life and acknowledge the lessons learned from challenges and setbacks. 6, stay grounded. Connect with nature. Engage in grounding activities such as meditation, yoga, outdoor activities, music, reading. These practices can assist in maintaining a clear perspective and inner balance amidst life's ups and downs. 7, protect your energy. Surround yourself with positive influences and set healthy boundaries with toxic people and situations that drain your energy amidst the natural rhythm and continuous change of flows of karma. 8, personal growth. This is important. That's the shadow work. Practice healing past wounds and emotional trauma, which can aid in wiser decision making. So, with that said, overall, the significance of the number 8 encompasses themes of abundance, balance, renewal, and spiritual growth, making it a powerful symbol. So always strengthen your auric field. So you guys already know me. With that said, you know, I always try to close out with some type of health tip. But since we're speaking on karmic energy and the 8, I want to give you something you can do around your home to keep your home cleansed, to keep away negative vibes and energy. So, when cleaning your home, boil some spring water and pour it in your mop bucket. Add ammonia, which clears, it purifies, and it drives away evil. Also, pine saw, which derives from pine, and it drives away negative spirits, and it refreshes. Also, blue anil water with a camphor cube. And camphor is spelled C-A-P-M-H-O-R, so camphor cube, which purifies and it brings peace and positivity as well as luck and healing. And you can find these things online, it's called blue anil water or indigo water. You can find these things at your local spiritual shops, but you can also find these things online as well. You know, the indigo or blue anil water is kind of like a rose water, but it's for spiritual cleansing. So those are things that, you know, that you can always do to keep your environment and your auric field healthy, positive, so you can always radiate. Because this year, especially being that it's full of so many potentials and manifestations, you always want to keep your vibration and your frequency elevated on high. So those things are a must. So you know me. I'm going to always have a gem to place in your mental space. And on that note, peace and bliss and abundance. And I'm going to go ahead and end this thing. Thank you for tuning in and tapping in. Until next time, peace.